Well, hello.
Hello.
Listeners and readers of the blog.
Yeah, that's right.
Welcome to the first episode of Bedroom Banter.
Yeah, that's right.
With me, Adrian Burgess.
And me, Sam Clements.
Well, this is hopefully the first of many podcasts.
If it's successful.
This is one of our newest ventures into our journalistic career.
You could call it a career.
Yeah, we're on the starting block for our career.
We're getting there. So we're on our journalism course, having a good old time, second year now. We're in a house now of our own.
I love our house. I thought I was really going to miss the course from the first year, but I really, really enjoy living in this house.
Yeah, I feel like a grown-up now, a real grown-up.
Real grown-up, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, real rent.
Like when you say, back at my house.
Yeah.
It's just say things like that, can't you?
It's not.
Just my house with the driveway. And
we have got a driveway. That is quite an advantage in Lincoln.
Yeah.
Because everyone has been asking me, do you know anywhere to park? All the freshers, like, I'm a hall rep. And the freshers are like, do you know anywhere to park? I'm like, well, I've got a driveway if you want it, you know? And we could say that.
Driveway,
now.
No car, but, you know, you can park on it.
Yeah. It's quite fortunate, really.
Yeah. It's been good. We've got our set of characters in our house, which is pretty awesome.
Mm. Yeah. It's everyone last year from our flat, bar one.
Yeah. And add one from upstairs.
Yeah, he's the immigrant.
Yeah, he is. It's been pretty awesome. But I thought, after, you know, now living in a house from halls, it'd be... Oh, Adrian, your phone.
I know, I need to tell...
How dare you interrupt this?
I need to turn my phone off.
We are in recording. The red light outside says on air.
It does.
Silence, please. That's
sorry,
what it says.
I apologise. Anyway, we were saying...
Yeah, I thought it would be much more clean. Then, you know, because last year we were throwing oranges against the wall because we had no respect for where we were living at all.
Yeah, that it was sort of a
muckabout, and you know,
fire
setting off the fire extinguishers.
That was the videos are on Facebook. I'm sure most of you have seen them.
So I thought this year would be much more clean and very respectable, but it hasn't really worked out that way.
No, the kitchen I think it's sort of a generic thing for students to do. Yeah. Not clean the kitchen. Just leave the washing up. Yeah, it'll get done.
Yeah. Like that layer of fat that I scooped out of the sink this morning.
That was pretty rank.
With my bare hands. You know, I don't like doing things like that.
I don't think anyone likes doing that, even students. Because they still complain about it. They don't, oh, this is disgusting.
Yeah.
Even though
we live in our own filth.
They contributed to it, yeah.
Yeah. So
the bathrooms...
My toothbrush is...
I did clean the bathroom the other day.
Yeah. Good effort,
but
my toothbrush is still face down in hair clippings of either face or the head or anywhere else. I'm don't really want to know. So yeah, we've all made our rooms pretty homely now.
Yeah,
Adrian, your room is probably one of the best in the house, I think.
Well, that's only because I brought most of my furniture from home.
You did.
I brought my whole desk.
Your dad was a DIY legend. He's put up shelves,
guitar racks, mirrors.
Mirrors. It's a puff's parlour, you know, or a stud's kingdom, whatever way you want to look.
I think we'll stick with the stud's kingdom.
Okay.
Although, and then if you go down to Adam Moss's room, Adam Moss.
He
smells like a puff's parlour.
It does.
It really does.
But I've got, you know, I think I beat everyone really with my wine box that was a recent purchase.
Yeah.
I've received quite a lot of scrutiny for owning a wine box, being male and all, but, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And especially, you know, when I'm entertaining the ladies, come back to my room. I've got a wine box.
Yeah.
It's a selling point. Look, you know.
Glass of wine is quite classy, actually.
Instant hit. It only was 10 quid and it tastes disgusting. But they don't know that until they're in my room and sitting down, so.
And after a glass.
Yeah.
But. I just can't touch wine anymore. After that fiasco before I came to uni, I'd sort of muzzle my way through about 4 bottles of wine on my leaving do.
Yeah.
And ended up with my mum and dad coming to get me from the pub.
I think...
And how old am I?
Yeah, old enough.
That's pretty lame.
I think once you've brought up a drink out of your stomach and
it's
out of your mouth...
It's just not meant to go back.
Yeah, you shouldn't really drink that drink anymore. It's just a permanent scar, really, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, but the house is awesome, but I suppose we should really talk about budgeting now, because we're back into the semester. We'll talk about that later,
Budgeting, that has become quite an issue quite early on, which I'm quite surprised at, because I thought, what with the house now this year, it's cheaper than the accommodation last year.
Yeah.
Not really as many expenses by any means. The internet is dirt cheap. It's like a fiver each a month.
Yeah.
Things like that. But I've found that
I think
money has become far more of an issue.
It's because last year no one really cared or knew anything about money management.
I guess so.
For example, like one of our housemates unfortunately spent
a ridiculous
her
amount.
Loan plus her overdraft in probably the first semester, I think. And
yeah,
you know that,
which because when you're at home it's just it's not an issue. You don't have the same expenses you do when you're away. You don't appreciate it.
But
yeah, it's hit home. Yeah, because last year, I mean, I was all right last year. I won't lie, I was all right financially. But this year, it's sort of hit home a bit harder.
And I find it quite bad that I'm struggling. I've given myself a £50 per week budget.
Mm-hmm.
I feel a bit bad that I'm struggling with it because
survive on less.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who have less, and you know. I'm not living a luxurious lifestyle, but yet I'm still struggling on £50 a week. So
yeah,
I'm not sure what I'm doing wrong. Maybe it's the wine box. But
yeah, that's
one luxury in my life.
That's a fifth.
Yeah, it is actually. So I should think more logically about these sorts of things.
Yeah.
That wine box, the fifth of my weekly allowance.
But it's a worthwhile investment, as you've already said.
I'm sipping right now.
He is.
Yeah.
We've got wine and peanuts.
It's divine. This is cheap bar.
It really is.
It is.
We should go get my what's it called?
What do you actually call it?
I don't know. I think it's a chin chin.
It's called a chin chin.
Apparently.
I like that. You know, the rotating shop dispenser.
Yeah, that's a good way of describing it. I had nothing.
Adrian bought various alcoholic beverages to fill it up with.
But it's fairly empty now.
Yeah. I think everyone took a bit of advantage of it.
Yeah. Someone else can fill it up this time.
Well, me and you the other night were on the Archer's Trebles.
Yeah, they were harsh.
Mm,
it tasted quite nice, like the first time.
We do sound quite homosexual with wine boxes and Archers, but you know what you're going to do.
I've already told on my blog post, no homosexual innuendos.
Yeah, no, it's a given now. This house.
What?
Just thing, gay references. You know,
it does
you've
seem
got
to happen.
Oversee it.
Yeah, it's all just banter.
Yeah, and you just can't take it as it is. You know,
no, definitely not.
Should we have a little look on Facebook?
Facebook is always a good talking point.
We like to look on Facebook because it is interesting to see what people are doing. Do say quite funny things.
They do. Let's go for the status updates.
Yeah.
Well, let's ignore my last status, thanks to Samuel.
Well,
I do believe the word fraping.
Yeah.
That is the coined phrase.
There's nothing better than taking advantage of someone's lonely computer on Facebook, you know?
Yeah. I foolishly left it alone with him.
You know, I can't. Well, I'm not going to embarrass myself by trying to pronounce that girl's name. So,
who?
That girl.
Oh, she's a teacher.
All right. Well, yeah. I like the way you didn't try and say her name.
Risa.
Okay. It wasn't that hard. I knew it was that anyway. I knew it. Danielle Curtin.
Daniel Curtin.
Curtin.
Danielle Curtin.
Curtin, but it's spelt not like curtain.
No, it's spelt simply. You did have trouble reading the other day, though.
Yeah,
didn't you?
I did. It was quite shameful.
It was quite funny. Maybe we should edit that in.
Yeah, we should.
Well, to be honest, there's not a lot going on Facebook. People are doing washing. People are calling each other. They're giving each other a bit of stick. But I think, you know what, Sam? I think everyone's out.
Yeah.
I think everyone's out, and we're the only sad two that are sat here with wine and peanuts talking to a microphone.
Talking to no one, yeah. Yeah, you're right, because this week we have, especially Adrian, I've been alright with it, but Adrian's been feeling like we're turning into a bit of a married couple
this week.
You know, devoting ourselves to the work, hanging around with each other a bit too much.
Yeah, we have been sitting in one too many nights together.
Yeah. In your room, but it's looking at this mic and this computer screen. So
yeah.
We'll probably
productive, but quite a sad story to tell.
Yeah, we'll have to pop out after this just to
I think we're gonna. It's a pound.
Yeah,
we could go out for a pound tonight.
Rixie's
and we're
not. Is a pound tonight.
UV party.
I haven't got any UV stuff.
I haven't got any UV stuff. I did the last one last year. I didn't go out dressed in UV. I couldn't have worn dad clothes if I tried.
Mm.
Came back, looked like a Christmas tree,
covered in it. Yeah.
Yep.
I'm sure.
Really did.
Oh man.
Do you know what? That That sums up.
It does.
That sums up the sort of lulling feeling we have developed over this last week. Lectures have starting to get back into the swing of work, and then we've just gone downhill from there.
And then our feelings just happened to be in unison just then.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
We're definitely on the same page. The same sad page. Aww.
But
I think we're just depressing ourselves. Yeah. We need to pick ourselves up with something.
Well, let's just leave this microphone, leave this bedroom, and go out, I think.
You think?
Yeah.
I know, one thing we need to do before we go, is sort of give a little bit of a taster of what may be to come.
Oh, right, okay. On this podcast, what we hope to do is chat a load of rubbish like we just have now.
Yep.
We would like to invite a friend every time we have a podcast.
We're going to aim for a weekly, aren't we?
Yeah,
weekly thing. So anyone who wants to be on,
yeah, definitely,
please get in contact. I mean, you probably all have us on Facebook.
Yeah.
Or you can contact us on the blog.
We'd love to invite a comical friend to come and spice things up between me and Adrian's.
Comical or bland?
Yeah.
I'd say we'll go for the full spectrum.
Both can be equally entertaining.
For
various reasons.
Various reasons. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah. Okay.
Things like that. I don't know, we're going to be maybe do some regular Facebook looking when people are a bit more interesting.
Yeah, they haven't been very, very...
We might have to do it a bit earlier when people aren't out.
Yeah, yeah, we should choose a prime time.
Maybe we should post a controversial status.
Maybe we should. And then read what people...
Gauge the responses.
About. Yeah, something really outlandish.
I love how we're planning our show.
On
the show. So everyone can hear. Yeah. But I suppose that's good, honest podcasting.
It is. We're not going to lie to you.
We're not. Slight fabrication here and there.
Yeah.
Bending of the truth.
Mm. Also, we hope to probably edit in some previous work that we've done together.
Yeah.
Which was quite funny.
It was.
And we'd like to create a mini show out of that.
That was a run through, but it did prove...
It could be like a behind-the-scenes show, couldn't it?
It could.
Not that there's much behind-the-scenes going on.
Yeah, it's not really...
We've pretty much explained it. We're sitting here, both of us in Adrian's bedroom, really. It's not that exciting.
At my desk, in front of a microphone.
We don't have even got a sound desk or anything.
No, we have no sound. We need sound effects.
We do.
So if anyone has any sound effects they wish to donate to the cause, I mean, we've got a little keyboard we can play with. So if you ever hear, in the sort of coming weeks, some random, probably not so good jingles.
Yeah,
that's probably our own production.
Yeah, it's a work in progress, isn't it?
Really is.
Okay,
so I think a sign off time.
It's salute and sign off.
Salute and sign off.
Yeah. So it's nice. It's been nice chatting to you guys, and hope to catch you next time.
Yeah. Peace out.
Bye.